Hi, welcome to First Press Church Podcast. At the end of this message, please take a moment to subscribe to this podcast channel or our YouTube channel for the latest Sunday messages. We're so glad to have you be a part of our worship from afar. It is our prayer that this message will ignite a fire in your spirit for a closer walk with God.
Amen. The gift of Christ from evermore to evermore, from everlasting to everlasting, His is the victory. Amen?
Amen?
We've been given a great gift. It's worthy of song. Songs are very powerful things. The first CD that I ever bought was U2, Joshua Tree. I kept the box, I pinned it on the wall. Back when those CD boxes were like that, you remember that? Anybody? U2, Joshua Tree? That was 1987. Now, this year, I'm fighting off constant jealousy as all of my friends go out to Las Vegas to see U2 at the Sphere. Really? That's great. Thanks much. Yeah. I mean, why can't I go? All my friends are doing it. Does that ever work? Or maybe you're more of a Swiftie. Any Swifties in the house? Any fans of Taylor Swift? All right. You're not alone. 3.3 million people went to her concert. The Eras Tour, the total economic impact is expected to be over $10 billion. What that means is that if Swiftie Nation were an actual nation, it would register about a quarter of the way up the list of gross national domestic products of nations in the world. Swiftie Nation, huh? Colleges and universities are putting together classes to study Taylor Swift. What did you major in? We love our songs. Songs are powerful. They capture us, heart, mind, and soul. They move us. They make us different. But are we singing the right songs? Christmas season is that time when all the songs change. All the songs that we usually listen to, they stop, and the new songs come in, and they're coming through on the, you know, we're listening to them when we're shopping, all these different new songs, and a lot of those songs are really terrible. Are you sick of them yet? But all of them, every one of those songs is there because Jesus was born. Do you know that? In some kind of distant, twisted relationship, Santa Baby exists. Because this baby first existed. Jesus came. Well, tonight we recapture the songs of Christmas. Tonight we get in touch again with the truth, the beauty, the goodness of the songs that were born of the birth of Christ. Never was there an event in human history that caused more music to erupt, that inspired more songs to be written than the birth of Jesus Christ. Sing we now. This month we saw Mary's song of resistance. We studied Zechariah's song of hope, Simeon's song of satisfaction, but tonight we hear a song straight from heaven. Heaven's song. The angels sang. I've been where it happened. Bethlehem is still right there. And the fields outside. And right now, it's a place that is once again overcome by war and the horrors of the very worst that human beings can do to one another. We've seen this year. But it was right there that it happened. Right in that spot that the heavens opened, they were filled with angels, the glory of the Lord shone. And a song burst forth. Sing we now of Christmas. Noel, sing we here. Here in this place where things are not all as they should be. Nobody knows exactly who wrote that song, Sing We Now of Christmas. It was a French Christmas carol. Nobody knows the author of it. But it's written, if you notice, it's written in the perspective of the angels. It's not us, it's the angels who are saying, we get to sing now. It's as if the angels, they had anticipated this. They had longed for it. They were eager for that day when they would finally get to sing Christmas. They'd finally get to sing Noel, something new. God's doing something new in the earth. Christmas is here. The birth is here. And they were anticipating it and longing for it. And who knew, maybe they even practiced, you know? Maybe they logged some hours of practice for it. Do you think they did? And finally, the moment was there. The glory of the Lord burst out. And it's the angels who looked at each other and said, "Sing we now of Christmas. The time is finally here." Shepherds were used to sleeping out with their flocks at night. They were accustomed to quiet nights. And they would sing their own songs. They had songs to sing to keep one another company around the fire and the shelter of the caves of the fields of Bethlehem, or to keep each other warm when the wind was blowing cold, maybe just to serenade their sheep out there alone. They were used to singing. They were used to songs. They were not used to this. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. I would be too. Wouldn't you? Listen, I believe in God. You'd be really happy to hear that, probably. I do. I believe in God. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe these things every minute of every day. I believe them. But there are moments, there are times when you experience God, where you sense His presence, where it seems that God is breaking through and drawing near to you, and you tremble. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." For all the people. "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." Good news. Good news was proclaimed in the ancient world. Sometimes when a new king was born, or a child was born in Caesar's family, or a governor was appointed to a region, then good news would go out, an announcement was made, and this was how it happened. They would tell the important people. They would tell the leaders, the heads of state, the captains of industry, the generals, and the important people would tell the less important people. The information would trickle down from the top. The important people would get the good news, and they would share that message down. Not tonight. Tonight, the good news comes to the lowly. Shepherds were outcasts. These were men with dirt on their necks and cuts on their fingers. These were men who worked. You know, if you touched a dead animal, you were ceremonial unclean. You couldn't go into the temple for a week. These were men who worked with sheep every day, alive and dead. They never went in. They never entered. They worked. They were poor. They were the outcast. They were the lowly. Good news always came, and it came to the important people, and it trickled its way down to the unimportant. But tonight it's different. Good news is proclaimed to the poor. They get the news of the birth of the Messiah, not the high priest, not King Herod. No, it comes to the shepherds of the fields of Bethlehem. Some say Christianity is all made up. It was all constructed. If you were writing this story, you would never write it like this. This is upside down. This is a different song. "This will be assigned to you," the angel said in verse 12, "you will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." These were the shepherds who raised the spotless lambs for sacrifice in the temple. Spotless lambs whose blood covered over sins. Spotless lambs who paid a debt they did nothing to cause. These shepherds were used to swaddling up newborn lambs. They would wrap them up in cloth to keep them from any kind of injury or harm or blemish. They were treasured. They were told, you'll find the infant wrapped up in cloth, swaddled. And lying in a feeding trough. What? I thought you were saying this is the treasured child. This is the one wrapped up and treasured. Let not a blemish come to him. Valued above all, cherished, treasured among treasures, and lying in a food dish. A dish for food for animals. That's a different song. You would never write it this way. Then came the big song. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. Sing we now. One voice breaks out in the heavens and then a chorus of angels joins. And now the shepherds are they're caught up, they're enraptured, they're absolutely lifted up body, mind, and soul in the power of this music that surrounds them, that's lifting them, that's grabbing their spirits and pulling them toward heaven. They're caught up and in the power of song. And this is the best of songs because it's the best of subjects. It's the best of songs to sing about the best of subjects, God. No one else is worthy of such praise to sing of the glory of God. The greatest of songs to the greatest of subjects. Listen, when you give glory to God, something happens inside. You feel a little of it right now. When you give glory to God, something clicks. Because it's what you were made to do. In fact, it's what all of creation was made to do, to glorify God, our Maker. When God is glorified, things change. Lives are transformed. The shepherds felt that. They felt that. Glory to God in heaven and on earth, peace. Could it be that these two are related? Give glory to God in heaven. Praise God in heaven and pray the peace of heaven down on earth as it is in heaven. Is that possible? Yes, there's peace when we glorify God. There's peace in Christ when we lift him up above all other things in our lives. Glory to God in the highest. The shepherd's songs were interrupted. And the invitation to them was to join and to sing the song of heaven. I wonder if you need a new song. What songs are you singing in your life? What's your soundtrack? What is the irritating earworm? I'm not talking about Santa Baby or Last Christmas, as irritating as those songs are. What is that song that keeps coming back to you when you're talking to yourself about yourself when no one else is around? I'm not enough. I'm not worthy of love. Everyone else has a better life than I. What songs are you singing? Or what songs are you singing about this world, about this globe, about our future together? What if you could find a new song tonight? What if you could walk away from here with a new song in your heart, a song of heaven that you can sing on earth? Which song would you want to sing? Would you want to sing the songs of heaven, or would you want to sing the songs of earth? You choose. The world sings, might makes right. As long as I have the power, I win and you lose. Mary, the mother of Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit, she sang, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. When God is involved, anything is possible. The world sings, there is no hope. The only hope for change is politics. How's that going? Zechariah lifted up, filled with the Holy Spirit, and he sang, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them." Listen to me. If Jesus is who he says he is, there is always reason for hope. The world sings, you're never going to be satisfied. You're never going to be fully happy. There's never enough. You see, we've all got this gap. We've all got this sort of suspense that we're living in, these missing pieces that we're trying to pack stuff in. We try to fill it with all kinds of different things. And the world says, you'll never be fully satisfied. You'll never be happy. Simeon, a common man in faith, he came to the temple and he held the baby Jesus in his very arms. He looked down on the face of God. And he blessed him and sang, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation," satisfaction, fullness, complete. Which song do you want to sing? The songs of the world or the songs of heaven? But maybe it's not what the world is singing that bothers you, but maybe, as we've said, it's the voice inside that condemns again and again. You're not enough. You're not wanted. You're not worthy of love. Over the shepherds, the glory of the Lord broke out. The presence of the Lord wrapped them up like the very love of God. And God sang over them, "You are worthy. You are loved. You are wanted. You are mine. I have a job for you. I have news for you." God is here. I'm telling you, God is here. God is here. And he is singing that song over you, a song of love. You are worthy. You are accepted. God loves you. He knows you. He sees you. God has a purpose for you. He has an errand for you, to know Jesus and to make him known to others. God declares you loved. God declares you worthy, worthy of sending his own son into the world to die for you. That's your value. That's your worth. You are enough. You are wanted. You are worthy of the love of God who sent his son, and his favor rests on you. Do you believe that? Shepherds had their songs interrupted. Something new is here. God has come. He's come to bring a new kingdom and a new rule, a new way of doing business, not by violence and by force, but by peace. He's come to bring new life, to fill the hungers of every soul. In a dish he lies, in a manger he lies, and Jesus offers himself to all. Feed on me in faith. He came to be a sacrifice, to bring a sharp end to all the songs of pain and violence and hatred in all the world, all those songs of evil he took to himself, he brought to himself, and he allowed those songs to come to their complete and resolved end. And he carried them to the cross, and he died. He took them. He took our sin. He did it for you. He did it for me, so that we could know him and have new life in him. He did that for us, for you, to give you a new song. Will you join that song? Eugene Peterson said, "However earthbound we feel, however humdrum and mundane our work is, our prayers give us a place in a choir that expresses all the melodies and harmonies that heaven comprises." Prayer. Simple prayer to join the choir, to join the song of heaven. Maybe some of you, you've never opened your heart up to Christ. You've never prayed. You've never shared a word with him. Now is a time. This is a time and a place to find a new song in Christ. Maybe you've been worn down, you've been beat down by the songs that you've been allowing into your life, the songs that you've been singing over yourself. This is a time, this is a place to have a new song of heaven sung over you in the name of Jesus Christ. It's a simple prayer. It's a simple prayer to begin an eternal relationship with the God who loves you, who sent his Son to die for you, Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead. I want to invite you to pray and follow along with me, if you wish, to open your heart to Christ. Would you bow your heads, follow along? Let's every voice, let's pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, I have been singing the wrong songs. You came and died to forgive my sins. You opened heaven to me. Give me tonight the song of heaven. Help me to believe and follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Once again, we want to thank you for listening to this message. And if you live in the Colorado Springs area, we'd love to have you here on Sunday mornings. To find us online, just search First Pres Colorado Springs.